Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Have you ever stopped and thought that this present state is where you are now? I know that sounds a little existential, but you exist in this present state. From the moment of conception, you became a human being that is a soul. Your soul is eternal. Scripture teaches us that we exist from conception until death, and from death until the second coming of Jesus and the general resurrection from the dead, and then the new heavens and the new earth. Well, I love this picture that on earth, in this present moment, you are a spiritual being. Yes, you do many other things, but you are a spiritual being. You have a responsibility to do three things with your soul. One, to feed it. Two, to guard it. And three, to allow it to flourish. It's important to admit that the word soul is not merely a disembodied entity. In the Bible, soul is who you are. Like if you consider the book of Genesis, God breathed the breath of life into Adam and he became a living soul. I love what that is like. So in a biblical view, Adam doesn't have a soul. Adam is a soul. The soul article, soul, is in Christian theology, the soul carries the further connotation of being that part of the individual that partakes of divinity and survives the death of the body. I can't tell you how many times I've preached a funeral and I've had to remind family members as they kind of lay over a casket in mourning, and I have to stop and remind them that your loved one is not those bones in that body. Their soul has been gone. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord for all believers. You know, the psalmist spoke of our soul as the very inmost being of our person. In Psalm 103:1, it says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name." Jesus spoke of this beautiful, wonderful value of the human soul and simultaneously taught that body and soul will be reunited for either eternal life with or, in that case, without God. Now, think about that. We were designed and built for eternity, and that eternity is determined in heaven and hell. And the difference is, by Christ, there is heaven, and to say no thank you to Christ is to choose eternity in the other direction. Jesus spoke of this value. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That comes from Matthew chapter 10. Your body and soul, like all of creation, are marred by the fall and its consequences, the consequences of sin. I mean, think about this. The fallen soul must be redeemed. This is why when you come to faith in Christ and are baptized in the life of this church, you get this t-shirt that says redeemed, and the me part of it is highlighted, that you have been redeemed. That this plan of God, the covenant of grace that constitutes the single scarlet thread that bonds the entire Bible together, is when your body and your soul are recognizing the need for redemption from the fall. David wrote in Psalm 19 about the wonder of God's world, his creation. But in verse 7, David makes a turn. He says, "The general revelation gives evidence of Almighty God, but special revelation, God's word, is necessary to do this one thing, revive the human soul." You know what, folks? Indeed, we are to be born again, the soul undergoing a supernatural transition, making it fit for heaven. Our souls are lost without redemption. Aren't you grateful that a gracious, loving Heavenly Father sees our mess and yet says, "I'm going to redeem your soul"? Your body and your soul, my friend, need redeeming from the fall of sin. And the scriptures teach us that redemption is found in Christ and Christ alone. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.